When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Really, Riley?
Are you ready?
This is the Really Riley Podcast.
Woo!
Hello, my friends. How you doing? Hopefully you're having a great week. And all I got to say is 2020 is almost over, y'all. What? Can y'all tell I'm excited? Oh, my gosh. So, New Year's Eve is tomorrow, and I don't do New Year's resolutions. I think if you guys have listened to this podcast for any extended amount of time, you know that. Like, I definitely love to do vision boards at the end of the year. Last year, my fiance and I, Marshall, got together and did one together. So, we're going to do that again this year. So, I think that's sort of my resolution, if I do any. Like, it's a year-round thing. And if you've never done a vision board before, it's basically where you just get whatever. We've done magnet boards before, but this year we're just going to do like a whiteboard because it's a little cheaper. But you just put basically pictures, phrases, goals, like whatever it is that you want up there. And the idea is to put it in a place that you see it every day. So basically set your intention and set your vision for what you want the year to be. I like that better than like a plain resolution. I think they're just too easy to break. I mean, great for you if you do it. But for me, like, it was like, you know, I'm going to give up chocolate for a certain amount of time. Yeah, right. But this year, in conjunction with doing the vision board, which we're going to do again tomorrow night, that's our 2-year tradition now. Woohoo, 2 years with me and Marshall. Because obviously I'm pregnant and it's COVID, so we're not going to be going out partying the streets anywhere. So that's what we're going to do. We're going to make dinner and make our vision board. But I also, since 2020 has been such a damn doozy, wanted to talk to you about a couple of things. The things that I want to let go of in 2021, or just in general, and then the things that I want to hold on to from 2021. Yeah, I know. It's like, is there anything possible that you would want to hold on to from this crappy roller coaster of a year? Well, there's a couple things. Because for me, there were so many blessings that I could not slap away. Blessings that I manifested into real life. Whether they took years or months. Like, just for example, the very first vision board I ever did was in 2017. And on it was an engagement ring happened, was a house that looks pretty damn close to the one I built this year. Took me 4 years, but it happened. That was like some of the things that were on that. Oh, another one was a baby, a new baby. Hi. I mean, there was a lot of other stuff on that too, but like even the 2020 vision board that Marshall and I put together was a baby on it, like a baby girl. But hey, you know what? God, we plan and God laughs. You know, there was businesses growing and things changing. And in 2020, we started a new show, Your Morning Show. So there was the business thing. There was just a lot of things that I set into motion and set with my intentions that I'm kind of like, I don't really think I want to just give 2020, you know, the slap away and say it was all a wash. So I guess I'll start then with, instead of the things I'm letting go of in 2020, the things that I want to hold on to. Definitely my vision board. We said that already. Determination. 2020, if nothing else, had to have been a year of determination for me and for a lot of people, because there were so many damn things thrown our way. And I know that I am sitting in a much better situation than many. So I don't like to talk about this ever without giving light to that, because I know so many people, that lost their jobs, that lost their life as they knew it, that lost just so much, lost their sanity, for goodness sakes. And I'm not even joking about that. COVID was a mofo, you know? So I don't like to like talk about the things that I'm holding on to and hopeful things without noting that first. So having said that, you know, I definitely felt like I had a determination this year to just continue to go on, because I had to. I mean, I had a new show to take care of and, you know, fulfill my role in that. I had a son, a fiance, like all these things. I had to keep the ball rolling. Despite the pay cuts, despite being scared, despite being freaked out about getting sick and being pregnant, you know, I definitely want to hold on to that sense of determination, because I guess when you're going through stuff, like, you either fail or you fly. Sometimes you do both. But through that, if you get back up and become a stronger person on the other side of it, determination is there. And I think so many people were in that same boat this year. So determination is definitely something I want to keep sinking my teeth into in 2021. Fitness. Honestly, this was the hardest year for fitness for me, because, you know, first off, like when COVID hit, it was like there was no working out in the gym, and that was like sanity for me. That is my church. That is my, you know, happy place. That is my me time. That is my place for personal development, mental growth, physical growth, all the things gone. Now, I did have the benefits of having a fiance that's a strength coach, and I did order some workout equipment. So, you know, I still fought through it. There's that determination again, though, because I wasn't going to just quit. I had come too far and trained too hard to just never just let it all go. And that's the thing, is like with fitness, it's borrowed. If you don't use it, you lose it. And I wasn't going to let it go. But even when the gyms opened back up, thank God, and we were very, very careful. You know, my gym is amazing. Love You Sport and Health. Love You One Life. Like sanitation and all of the air filtering and all of the social distancing and you know, the capacities being monitored. All of that was great. So thank goodness it opened back up. But then I was pregnant like 2 months after going back to the gym. And so many people had said, oh my God, Riley, how can you work out like that? And, you know, some of that snuck into my head for like 5 minutes. And then I'm like, okay, this is my health and my baby. And even, I won't lie to you though, even Marshall was a little concerned, because I like to push. If y'all have ever seen my workout videos or listened to me on the air or talked to me for 5 seconds, I'm always the one that's like, rawr, I'm going to do everything harder, faster, stronger, blah, 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 including my workouts. And given that we had a miscarriage last year, it was kind of like, okay, maybe some things have to be scaled back. And I had to accept that I had to be a little more careful, still pushing the envelope, still retaining my strength and mental clarity in the gym. But I had to re-navigate that determination, there's that word again, in the gym. And I also had to give myself some grace. I want to hold on to that, because I'm going to pop this kid out, and then my wedding is 7 months later. So of course, I'm going to want to snap right back into that mentality of, roar, I am hard, Riley, hear me roar, deadlift, 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 pull up, pull up, pull up, all the things. I'm probably still going to do that, but I have to give myself a second to realize that even though I still consider myself superwoman now, that it's okay to walk through that journey, because fitness is not a sprint. You can do it that way, but you're not going to maintain it. You know what I mean? So I feel like I'm holding on to the idea, even after being pregnant, of having to rework my mind and give myself grace and patience while still being determined. Hey, that's probably going to be my word of 2021 right there in the gym, you know, so definitely fitness. Another one that I'm holding on to is hope. I know that is so hokey, like, meh, Riley, okay, hope, blah, blah, blah. I sound like a pageant queen that just, you know, oh, I hope for peace on earth. No, but I'm serious, because somebody DM'd me the other day talking about me and Marshall, and she has followed me since my Memphis days, like 10 years ago. And she was like, I've followed your journey from the shambles that you shared with us of your life. And it was, so she wasn't shading me, 10 years ago up till now. And she's like, you literally give me so much hope that I can find my path. I can find my person. I can find what I want. And I just answered her, you know, obviously, thank you so much for being a ride or die. And I love it when you guys share that stuff with me because it makes me feel like I got a purpose. But I was like, simply just hope is where it all starts. It's just true. And I cannot even imagine the amount of hope that people everywhere in all walks of life are going to have to come back from the shambles that 2020 left us in. It's crazy. So hope is always on that list. Hope is one of the big ones that I am holding on to. Couple other things, prayer. I'm not going to get all religious on you guys because I'm not the most religious person in the world and I don't want to like offend anybody, you know, or like bore anybody with those. But, you know, I am definitely a person that believes in prayer. I also believe in, you know, speaking things into existence and, you know, manifestation, all that stuff. And I got away from that a little bit this year. Like, y'all know I say this, like, I think I say this every other podcast. If you haven't read The Secret, you have to read it. You have to manifest things in your life. That's how I learned about vision boards, like I talked about early in this podcast. But I had to just stop, like, worrying, you know, a little bit. I have to pray a little bit more. I stopped, like, writing down the things that I was grateful for. So prayer and manifestation, definitely some things I need to get back to or hold on to a little bit harder. My family, that's for sure one that I'm holding on to from 2020 because obviously we have a new baby. Marshall and I went through so many different waves of our relationship and growing stronger as a family through mourning miscarriages and going through his avascular necrosis surgery and recovery from that, wheelchairs and crutches and so many other things. But we became this rock solid unit. And I want to hold on to that from 2020. Just silver linings, you guys. And, you know, obviously we didn't get married this year. But we're still going to hold on to that wedding idea because God willing, it will happen in September. So on to things that I want to let go of. These are the things that kind of like brewed within me in 2020 that I don't love. So one of them was angst. I think that was such a good word for me for 2020, even though so many great things did happen to me, house, baby, all the things, new show, still have a job. Great things. I felt a sense of angst that I hadn't felt in a very long time. And I don't like when that angst like creeps up in my gut because that'll sit there and rot you. And I, having already been a person that struggled with a lot of years of depression and anxiety and still do, that angst made it worse. The angst makes it dangerous. And by dangerous, I mean just quicker to like be negative and quicker to like lash out at situations that I had learned through a lot of personal growth to wade through in other ways. I was letting them get to me. And even as soon as like last week, I was like, rah, like it just the angst and the tight pits and my knots in my stomach was there. And I'm like, I am letting that go as much as humanly possible. You know what I mean? Because nobody's perfect for 2021. Another one was worrying about money. Obviously, we all did. I mean, we all, you know, working for the company took a pay cut for COVID. And yes, we still had a job. But, you know, new baby came around. And oh, God, more money out the window. You know, then we bought a house, which wouldn't seem like the greatest thing to do in times of COVID. But the interest rates were great. And, you know, obviously we needed more space because the baby. But I was very, very scared to the point of like anxiety, waking up in cold sweats every night because I've never owned a house. You know what I mean? Like, okay, the most would ever happen to me if I lost my job is I would have to break a lease. You know, now it's like, no, I own a home and my family lives here. Oh, God. You know, but I am not frivolous about money, but I definitely wanted to stop freaking out over every turn because that's another thing in The Secret that I tell you about all the time, that book, Rhonda Byrne. Definitely download it, listen to it, buy it, read it, live it. It's like the more you worry about money, the more the negative impact it'll come to you. But they say, you know, to think about money as if you already have it. Think about the things that you want as if you already have it, not this unattainable thing that you will never get because the universe is listening to you. Now, I'm not saying go out and buy a pair of Louboutins if you just bought you, you know, if you just lost your job because you're trying to act like a Kardashian. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying thinking of your relationship with money differently, and I needed to start doing that. And I need to let go of the fear of it because I'm a hard worker and I truly believe that my family and I will be okay. Another thing that I want to let go of in 2021, and I know I'm going to get some backlash for this, but please bear with me. Politics. So if y'all listen to this podcast, you'll realize that this was the first year that I ever voted. Please don't shame me for that. Better late than never. I understand it's kind of shameful, but this was the year that I wanted to be well-informed and I wanted to make an informed decision for how this election would affect my family, affect my life, affect the nation, affect all things. And I did make an educated decision on it. No, I'm not going to get into the who's, what's, when's, why's, and all that things because this ain't a political podcast, never will be. But the angst, again, that it caused in focusing so harshly on that was definitely a kick in the ass. And I'm not saying, like, okay, because the election's over, that I'm just going to, like, never think about it again or never, like, give it a second thought. That's not it. But it definitely controlled my attention to certain things for a very long time and my views on certain things. And I had to take a step back and, you know, kind of look at things from a wider lens. So that's definitely one of the things in 2020 that I want to just maybe take a break from, if you will. Still aware, still paying attention, but maybe not letting it surround my every thought for weeks on end. Maskne. That's a funny one. I would like to get rid of maskne in 2021. I would like, yes, still being safe, but I really would love it if we could get to a space now with the vaccines coming out where we could wear the masks just a little bit less. And obviously, within government guidelines, within, you know, all of the safety factors and risks put away. But if I'm about speaking things into existence, y'all, I must speak that one into existence because I wear them, I comply with the rules, but I miss just smiling at people and not having to do like the head nod or smiling with my eyes. I miss just actually seeing people's smiling faces. That's a crime. I'm sorry. And last but never least, on this list of things that I want to let go of in 2021, fear. Who hasn't had a huge amount of fear this year? In one way, shape, or another, we all have. One of my favorite lyric from my favorite artist of all time, Pink, is, "Have you ever looked fear in the face and said, I don't care?" That will be a tattoo on my body somewhere someday, probably after this baby comes out. But again, I was very fearful this year. I was very fearful of a lot of steps, and I'm a person that usually just kind of dives in. Good, bad, or indifferent, whether or not thinking about it. And I lost a little bit of that this year with trepidation. And obviously, you know, I'm growing a family. I bought a house. Things are changing. COVID, election, all of the god-awful things that are happening in the media and the world and all the things. But I became very fearful of a lot. Very fearful for my fiance, who's a police officer, to walk out the door. Is he going to come back home to me? All of those things. I'm not saying I'm not going to worry. I'm not going to say I'm not going to have moments, but I won't let it consume me the way that it did in 2020. So there you have it, my semi-version of New Year's resolutions or things that I do and don't want to do. Like, can you believe it? We made it through this stupid year. And I keep seeing, like, all these, like, TikTok voiceovers and stuff of people being like, any of y'all people saying 2021 is going to be our year, you need to be quiet. You need to sit down. We're going to walk into the year quiet and not touch anything and see what happens. I like that notion too, because I just don't think that any year, any month, anything like really defines what the 365 days are going to be for you. I feel like you define that every day. But we're so going to try to be positive and hope that 2021 will at least, if not like the year of years for all magical things, but will at least be different and a little bit lighter than 2020 was. That's fair, right? Well, you guys, thank you so, 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 so much for listening to my little corner of the world called Really Riley. I appreciate it. You guys, I love you so much for listening to my rants and, you know, giving me this sounding board to connect with you guys. And I hope you guys have a really, really great new year. I hope you guys pop all the bubbly if that's what you want. Eat all the food if that's what you want. Make all the love to your person if that's what you want. Shit, go have a one night stand if that's what you feel like it. Go crazy for a minute. 2020's out. You know, you can blame it on 2020 in a day. But you guys, happy, 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 happy new year. If you guys have resolutions that you want to share with me or things that you're going to put on your vision boards or stuff that you want to let go of, stuff that you want to hold on to from 2020, please hit me up. Yeah, I love it when you guys chat with me at Riley Couture, RileyCouture. That's Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. Snapchat is at Radio Recon. And then TikTok is Riley Couture 7. You guys, thank you for listening. It's really Riley.